Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. So today is Take Your Kid to Work Day. So Mike has brought his young son, Ryan, in here. So Ryan is sitting with us. How old are you?
12.
12. All right, so he's 12, and he's sitting in the studio with us this morning as Mike is about to deliver the mic drop and immediately made fun of Mike, made fun of his dad for the way he delivers the mic drop at times. Let me hear that, Ryan. Let me hear what dad sounds like on the radio.
Well, Gordon.
That's supposed to be my radio voice, I think, is what he's trying to impersonate.
At home, he talks like this, but then on the radio, he goes,
All right. So here's this morning's Mike Gavin with the mic drop. Let's see if the impersonation matches.
Hey, Gordon. Good morning. In most cities, residents cheer when officials come in and clean up a local rat hole. But in Chicago, some tears may be shed. A Chicago sidewalk landmark, some residents affectionately called the rat hole, has been removed after city officials determined the section bearing the imprint of an animal was damaged and needed to be replaced. The AP says the imprint has been a quirk of a residential block in Chicago's north side neighborhood of Roscoe Village for years, but it found fresh fame in January after a Chicago comedian shared a photo of it on social media. The attention, however, quickly grew old for neighbors who complained about visitors at all hours, sometimes leaving coins and other items scattered across the sidewalk. Plus, many in the neighborhood argue that the imprint was actually caused by a squirrel. A spokesperson for the Chicago Department of Transportation said the square of sidewalk containing the famous Chicago rat hole is now in temporary storage, where it will eventually end up. Where it will eventually end up will be a collaborative decision between the city departments and the mayor's office.
Oh, that's a big deal. It's a collaborative decision. Wow.
How many city officials does it take to figure out what to do with a rat-shaped hole in a sidewalk?
Right. What about people who order food, Mike, they're naked?
Well, Gordon, the food delivery drivers exposed to all kinds of things while bringing meals to people, but naked human bodies aren't supposed to be one of them. A female DoorDash driver claims she was penalized by the food delivery company for refusing to drop off an order to a male nudist. The woman took to Reddit to rage over the incident, which she said happened this past weekend. She says she accepted a delivery, but while she was waiting for the food, she got a message from the man who warned her that he's a nudist and he would be answering the door naked. Not wanting to deal with that, the driver said she canceled the delivery but was shocked when DoorDash support told her that she would not be able to cancel the order without being penalized for not completing the delivery. Hundreds of Reddit users responded to the post, with an overwhelming majority agreeing that the man was likely a creep if he's insisting on answering the door sans clothes, and that DoorDash penalizing her was out of bounds.
Yeah, agree on both fronts. Come on, man.
Yeah, I would say so.
What if it was a man delivering to the female nudist?
Right.
Be right there.
Unfortunately, probably the case, yes.